It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less. Proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We get started on the next 7 weeks of the season. Welcome to our Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Inglewood and in the Northland, where the Chiefs fans are real. We appreciate our folks here tonight being our hosts and hostesses at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Inglewood, just off 169 Highway. Little scooch to the east, and you will find us. Great crowd on hand here tonight for this Chiefs Kingdom Show as we get ready to play the New York Giants this Sunday in Gotham City to begin a seven-week voyage to the playoffs and try to win a division championship and get after some folks. All right. Our shows are brought to you by the great people at Tickets for Less. In fact, Bentley is here tonight. Where's Bentley? Usually she just has bucket loads of tickets with her, maybe free tickets if you'll talk to her. A whole satchel full of them, I think, for the Buffalo game coming up. If not, you can go to their website, because Bentley will tell you that Tickets for Less has the best seats, the cheapest parking, the largest tailgate party at Arrowhead, and they have not only just a big selection of seats for every Chiefs game, they have a huge selection of seats for every Chiefs game, including the Buffalo game, which will be the next home game on Thanksgiving Sunday. Big shout out to our folks that are here tonight. The Central Bank of the Midwest Geeks are here tonight in force here. Contest winners Jimmy Olson, who works with Superman and Clark Kent at the Daily Planet. We know you. So anyway, Jimmy Olson's here tonight. The Geeks are here. Snowstorm Sandy, Autograph Geek, Sling Blade Geek, and Cindy Lou Who is here tonight representing the Boston Celtics and her green. Awesome. Also, the Taj Mahal tailgaters here tonight. Susie Bling Bling, Kent the Cake Packer, and Cowboy Ryan. Still hopes for OSU to pull stuff out. The Lake Rats are here tonight and also listening tonight. The Irish Brigade is here tonight. Yes, Colonel McGowan. And Sharon McGowan, a big shout-out to them. Chris, active duty, as you know. We've talked about him for years on the show. Colonel, and also his wife, Shara, a veteran. She has also served, and their son tonight, Sean McGowan, celebrating his birthday, the Kaw Valley League slotback is here tonight. He'll sign autographs if you want him too. So the Irish Brigade is here tonight. Tonight with the Redcoaters are here tonight. Cleo and Bessie are here. They're around the corner. So we appreciate them being here. At Hy-Vee Market Grill, all you can eat wings and fries for $10. All you can eat wings and fries for $10. Mondays and Sundays on game day. Colleen's got it all fired up for you. Happy hours every day, 3 to 6, half off apps. Also, a reminder, and I'm going to be talking about this a lot, and that is the Kingdom Food Drive is coming up. So they join the Chiefs, Farmland, the KC Steak Company, the folks here at Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee Market Grill, and Harvesters in the fight against hunger by donating to the Chiefs Kingdom Food Drive. Bring your non-perishable food items to the Chiefs versus Bills game that's Sunday, November 26th, and help feed Kansas Cityans in need this holiday season. So that is the holiday food drive, always one of the ways that the Chiefs Kingdom and fans can react in a big way. All right, Chiefs got to get us rolling now. We got to get going against the New York Giants. You know about Andy Reid. He has the best record after bye weeks. BC East here tonight. Big Chief Eric has slid into the building. Now, you know that Andy Reid, BCE will tell you, Andy Reid after the bye is 16-2 in 18 years after the bye. That's the best in NFL history, and that is huge. Moreover, if you look at the last 2 years, after the bye in 15 and after the bye in 16, Our combined record after those two byes, 18 wins and 2 losses. Nobody can even touch that. So Big Red tonight is grinding to try to keep that going. And that, being 18-2 after the last two bye weeks, is huge. And, you know, going to New York, it starts by getting on a roll. It's time for the Chiefs to put the hammer down. Now, the guy that is normally with Andy side by side is Spartacus, Dan Israel, the executive producer of the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network, a cancer survivor. Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to chat about where the Chiefs have been and where they need to go to attack these next 7 games. Also tonight, a special treat. Got to tell you, one of my favorite all-time Chiefs, because one of the ambassadors is here tonight, 10-year NFL veteran and former K-State Wildcat John McGraw is here tonight as well. Number 47 in your scorebook if you're keeping track. We'll be back and we'll bring in Spartacus, Dan Israel, executive producer of the Chiefs, after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V, and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape. That's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Hey, Chiefs fans. Patrick Mahomes here. If you're looking for the best seats, the cheapest parking, and the largest tailgate party at Arrowhead, do what I do. Visit ticketsforless.com for the largest selection of lower-level, club-level parking and VIP tailgate passes for every Chiefs game. And don't forget to enter the Tickets for Less Chiefs VIP contest for your chance to be treated like a VIP at the next home game. Only at ticketsforless.com.
Personal stylists, personal drivers, personal masseuses? These things cost money, but a personal grocery shopper? That's free with Hy-Vee Aisles Online. Simply order your groceries from the comfort of your couch, then let Hy-Vee shop for you, choosing only the freshest items to fill your order. Personal preferences? No problem. Then pick up your order at the store or have it delivered right to your door. Save time. Shop online. Try HyVeeAislesOnline.com today. Free pickup or delivery with $100 minimum order.
This holiday season, let Hy-Vee do all the cooking so you can spend more time with family. Order your pre-made holiday meal today. Choose from delicious ham, traditional turkey, or oven-roasted prime rib dinners, ready to heat and serve. Meals include your choice of side dishes, rolls, and dessert, and start at just $49.99. This holiday, let Hy-Vee do all the cooking, while you get all the credit. Reserve your delicious holiday meal from Hy-Vee today.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri. You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
We're here. We're back. All right? We're live. All right. Here we go. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, the Chiefs Kingdom Show, to get things started for the second part of the regular season after the bye. It'll open up on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, as the Chiefs will go to MetLife Stadium to play the New York Giants. You hear him every game day. His brilliance is also in what you hear, but you don't know he's doing it. He is the most brilliant producer in the National Football League, engineer and talent on the pregame shows. But welcome tonight, a cancer survivor, a guy that is a very close friend. I'm very proud of him. We call him Spartacus. Give it up for Dan Israel.
Mitch, Kingdom, how are you?
You're normally with Coach right now. So
I am. It's a much more subdued setting where I'm normally at. His lights are low. The whiteboard's at work. It's he's a lot of football going on there.
It's you said it before. He does have this huge whiteboard. He'll be talking to you and then just get up and like, yeah, hey Dan, how's it going? And then he like puts algorithms up there.
You can almost see the little light bulb bubble on top of his head pop, and he's got to go up there and write something down.
I've said this before. John McGraw will be our guest in the second half of the show. He played for Bill Snyder at K-State before a 10-year NFL career, and the two are very similar in the way that they kind of like look through you, and they're looking at two galaxies beyond. You're going like, I think I'm just at Mars, and they're at Super Pluto. But anyway, let's just talk about this team a little bit because we're letting Andy grind tonight, and he had the guys in today. And just so you know, we released Roy Miller today. He had been a defensive lineman for us, and Andy didn't get into the details. You can check it out, but Andy's word was we've released him. He's not going to get any more details of that. If you want to follow it, you can Google it and understand maybe a little better why the release happened, but he's gone. So let's talk about this football team. And the positives were, particularly in the 5-0 start, it's explosiveness on offense. What did you see then, Dan, and where does it have to get back to that?
Well, I think this is something we want to talk about a little bit, is the confidence of this team. There was an air in the locker room that just was, especially as the season started to unfold, that first 3, 4, 5 games, Mitch, you could just smell it. The players knew they had everything they needed in themselves and in that locker room as a team to win and go deep in the playoffs, and we saw it at camp where the variety, we call it tools in the tool belt, weapons in your arsenal, however you want to say it. They have so many different ways that they can play offensively. Their defensive scheme is very complex. They just had a lot of talent on the team, and it really was watching the front half of the season, was watching that unfold, watching that come to fruition, watching the creativity of Coach Reed and some of the position coaches and how well they clicked together. It was really fun to watch, and it was fun to see, and it produced on the field. They stumbled, they had a little bit of trouble, but really, I really feel like they've only been out of one game in this whole, yeah. You know, the first two of the three losses to me were games they were in. They didn't arrive, in my opinion, in Dallas. They definitely didn't play well in that game. But, you know, I think one of the things that's important to keep in mind, and I know fans always want to win. They want to win every week, right? But this team has to learn where it's weak. If they're going to go deep in the playoffs, I would rather go, you know, 11-5 and go all the way than to go 16-0 and lose in that first round again. They have to find out where they're weak, and it takes losing to do that.
Let's talk about where they're strong, first of all, and what you said in the confidence. We sensed it at St. Joe. And when they got on the plane to go to New England, which has only had lost 17 home games in 17 years, everybody on that plane was expecting to win. That wasn't well, let's hope we're going to win. They got on the plane going, we're going to go kick their rear ends.
No, it was amazing. I mean, I walked with – there were several scenarios that started to develop early in the season. One was the kicker switchover, you know, where – I really felt like the Chiefs were being, I don't want to say careless, that's not the right word, but, you know, hey, Cairo Santos kicked well, but this kid's going to kick for us. Kareem Hunt, he's a rookie, but he can go up there. You know, when we lost the running back, our starting running back early in the season, we said Spencer Ware's got it. We lose Spencer Ware, and we think, oh, my, you know, Kareem Hunt, he's a rookie. Is he ready for this? Can he handle the big lights? We even asked him that, and he was like, oh, yeah, I can handle this. He was so confident. And I just thought, you know, he doesn't know what he's getting into. He's a little bit of ignorance is bliss. They knew exactly what the job was in front of them, and they knew they could handle it. And they went out and handled, in my opinion, they went out and handled the spotlight. Because let's face it, first half of the season against very good teams on prime time and a lot of that. And they did, in my opinion, they were playing beyond their experience.
And need to get that back as we get on the plane to go to New York. Now, here's a big stat. Best in the National Football League. This is even with the bye week. Alex Smith still is the best passer rating of any quarterback in the National Football League. That is huge. All right, here's the other one. Remember, he can't throw the deep ball. The Chiefs are second best in the National Football League in passer rating of passes that are thrown in the air by 21 yards or more. The Chiefs have 7 touchdowns. Just to compare, Tom Brady, in a similar stat category, has three. Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh, has two, including three interceptions. Alex Smith has seven touchdowns, zero picks. That is huge. One of the big reasons is the guy that runs routes for him, because it always helps to get on the plane to go to a road game with a guy who's a cheetah that runs 23 miles an hour in pads, who can make a play like this. If we find it.
Tonight, did not play here against New England in the playoffs 2 years ago. Blitz by New England. They're throwing long. Hill's wide open at the 35, at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. The cheetah is loose in New England for 75 yards, and the Chiefs take the lead.
And we've seen him do that time and time again. But that's... nobody in the league has this guy. I know there's Antonio Brown, but nobody has the dude that can run routes and run like that.
You know, maybe Alex Smith can't throw 70 yards through the air. You don't need to. You need a receiver that can get open in 30 yards, not 50, 60 yards. And Tyreek Hill is that guy. And I'll tell you, we came home from New England, and we just said, this team, all the things we've been watching develop, we saw on the field in the regular season, it was some of the most exciting football we had seen in a lot of years, right?
Absolutely.
Certainly since John had been playing, maybe.
Yeah, and John had that similar speed. We'll talk about John because he ran 23 miles an hour, I think, somewhere. Anyway, and also we got the Irish Brigade here tonight. I mentioned Chris McGowan. He was a secret weapon that night in the booth in New England.
Little lair time there.
75-yard touchdown play, absolutely. But another part of this, of course, is Travis Kelce, who right now, when you look at the statistics of tight ends, whether it's yards after catch or catches or yards, when you look at it compared to the Zach Ertzes of the world, nobody has a Travis Kelce.
Certainly not as physical and athletic. I mean, you see one or two of those guys. I mean, Tony Gonzalez was a freak, right? I mean, he was so physical. But Travis Kelce is that all-around package, and I don't see another one in the league, personally.
He's played quarterback. He has played running back. He can play. He can run every receiving route on the tree. And he had this play, which the Chiefs picked up from a college team. I won't say which one, but this staff will watch everything, including colleges, to think, yeah, we might be able to use that play because the Chiefs gave this team its only loss.
It is 13-13. There's 6:49 and counting to go in the game. The Chiefs have second and five at the 15 of the Philadelphia Eagles. DeAnthony Thomas is in the backfield to the right of Alex Smith. Tyreek Hill trotting in front of the face mask of Alex Smith, now wheels back. They face it. They go on a shovel pass to Kelce. 10. Inside the 5. He leaps into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A shovel pass to Travis Kelce. And the Chiefs have a lead of 6.
Absolutely. That was
huge.
And we have Jimmy Olsen here tonight, who is the winner of the contest, Central Bank of the Midwest. He sees it at the Daily Planet every day with Clark Huntley's because that was a Superman kind of play.
He flew. He was in the air for an unhuman amount of time. He came off the ground. He levitated, whatever you want to call it. The man flew. He went more than 10 yards through the air. It was amazing. That was it. And you know what? The will and determination that these guys have to get into the end zone, to keep playing, to make plays happen when, you know, it seems like, how many third downs did he convert? He had some big. He and Albert Wilson had some huge first down conversions.
Yep, those were huge. Okay, another part of this equation as we move forward in the next 7 weeks in offense, of course, is Kareem Hunt. And we know Kareem Hunt has spent most of the year at the top of the list in rushing yards, all-purpose yards. The Chiefs, in plays of 10 yards or more, are tied for third in the NFL, and that's with the bye week. 30 runs and 103 passes. 10 20-plus runs, 3 50-plus runs because of Kareem Hunt. Game on the line against the Chargers. Whoops, not anymore. Not when the rookie running back got his number called.
First and 10 Chiefs at their own 31. Kareem Hunt gets it again. The rookie running back cuts back left. He's at the 40, at the 30, 20, 10, 5. Good night, Chargers. It's a 69-yard run by the NFL's new phenom, rookie Kareem Hunt.
Absolutely. Hey, when you run the ball like that, it's you're able to put the hammer down. Okay, that explosiveness needs to get back into the run game.
Yeah.
After Duvernay Tardif's injury, only one run of 30 yards or more, a 34-yarder. But there were 50, 60s plus before that.
That chunk play mentality is a must in the National Football League, in my opinion. You have to. And the thing that he did so well in the beginning of the season, Kareem Hunt would just keep pounding and keep pounding, and eventually he would break through. And when he did, it was for huge, I mean, just 40, 50, 60-yard runs. It was something to watch. And it's part of what set a six 100 yards from scrimmage?
Yeah.
I mean, what a rookie season.
Yeah, he set all-time records. Reminder, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill off Englewood. All-you-can-eat wings and fries, just $10 on Mondays and Sundays on game days. Now it's time to transition because very shortly after the break, we're going to bring in John McGraw, one of our great players of all time and really one of the great ambassadors of the Chiefs and for this area. But now we've got to talk about defense because here's where the work needs to be done. And statistically, I got to bring this up. Third and six or greater, the Chiefs are last in the NFL, allowing 39% conversions. Next to last is Indianapolis at 31%. The league average is 25%.
Yeah.
I mean, they're there to get off the field. We've seen it. What does this team do? And I'm going to ask John about this after the break. What does this team do to have to get those teams off the field and turn their season
around? Well, and I'm anxious to hear John's thoughts as well, because that is definitely a problem for us. And, I mean, it's been one of those areas, you know, it's been suggested that Bob Sutton move Marcus Peters back and forth. Look, I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but the running game has got to be it's got to be something that's fixed, okay? And frankly, as far as 22 is concerned, he has to play hard. He has to play hard, whether it's intimidating and removing that third of the field from the offense's options or not. However, whatever his job is, whatever the role Bob Sutton gives him, he has to do 110, 120%. But stopping the run, the Chiefs have got to figure out whether that's a little bit of 4-3, a little bit of 3-4. I don't really know what the answer is. I'm really curious to hear John's thoughts on this because it is tough. But I can tell you this, you know, for those, we really thought Roy Miller was being brought in for that, right? That didn't work out.
No.
And it's you know, it's one of those situations where they may have to go find a player to help with this. But for the Chiefs, you know, that defensive line, in my opinion, they've just got to figure out a way to you know, stop the runs.
I thought Brad G would tell me by now, but they're expecting a transaction on the defensive line. But to your point, Dan, they're last in the league. The Chiefs are last in the league, allowing 44 10-yard runs or more. And San Francisco's next to last, and they've allowed 39. The average is 26, so there we go. And finally, got to get explosive plays on defense. Really beating the Denver Broncos was set up by a Marcus Peters play, who's the most explosive player the Chiefs have now. Let's take a look at what has to happen in the next seven games for this team to get where it wants to go.
Second down, six. Charles again goes the right side again. The Chiefs.
Now ball comes off, the ball's ripped up, picked up by Peters, at the 30, at the 20, at the 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City. It was a problem for Jamaal Charles as a Chief. The last time the Chiefs lost to the Broncos, when he fumbled the ball with 9 seconds to go and the ball comes out, Derek Johnson ripped it out, Peters runs it in for a touchdown.
DJ was over there, but Peters actually ripped it out, as we know now.
Yeah.
But to make a play like that, what has to happen to have that be more frequent in the next 7 weeks, starting this week?
Well, you know, we talked about chunk plays, and I think one of the things that the defense has got to get back to that bend and don't break. I mean, we say it all the time, bend, don't break. But when they break, they give up those big plays. They've got to come back with a Marcus Peters, and he's got to make a big play. Justin Houston has to be a factor. I mean, it would have been nice to have seen Justin get a little more on Dak Prescott, right, in Dallas. It just didn't happen. They've got to figure out a way to do that. What the answers are there, I'm not sure.
When we come back, we're going to seek some answers from a guy that played in the National Football League for 10 years and now one of our community leaders. He's an amazing story. And just a reminder that our show is also brought to you by Tickets for Less. as Bentley is here to give you all the tickets you want. Best seats, cheapest parking, largest tailgate party at Arrowhead. Check them out at Tickets for Less. They've got great ticket opportunities for the Buffalo game coming up on Thanksgiving Sunday. We come back. John McGraw, old number 47, is with us tonight at the Hy-Vee Market Grill off Inglewood in the Northland. We'll be back with John after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Know someone who makes Kansas City a better place to live, work, and play? Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City and the Chiefs want to help you honor them for making a difference in our community and inspiring others to do the same. Through the Blue KC Chiefs Kingdom Champion Program, fans can nominate local heroes to be honored on the field before a Chiefs home game. Each Blue KC Chiefs Kingdom Champion will throw out the ceremonial first pass, receive two tickets to the game, and tour the Chiefs broadcast booth. Nominating's easy. Just go to chiefs.com/BlueKC.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that?
That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Don't miss out on Happy Honda Days.
Whoa. Something special for your driveway.
The Happy Honda Days sales event offers well-qualified buyers 0.9% APR on a 2017 Civic. Come discover the KBB.com 2017 Best Buy Overall Winner.
Visit your local Honda dealer today or go to shophonda.com for more details.
Offer excludes all hatchback models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Tailgating is a Kansas City sport all its own. Sunday, we gorge on nachos and barbecue, and Sunday night, we groan with heartburn. It's called GERD, and it can lead to serious health problems if left untreated. Find relief at St. Luke's Heartburn and Acid Reflux Center. Personalized treatment plans help you get rid of your GERD for good. Visit stlukeskc.org/GERD to learn more.
BB's Lawnside Barbecue, celebrating 26 years of serving delicious hickory smoked meats and Louisiana dishes. There is something magical about picking up a chunk of hickory smoked burn ends as featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Our beef burn ends are cooked in a 66-year-old pit fired by hickory wood for 12 hours. BB's is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. BB's Lawnside Barbecue on 85th Street.
Hereford cattle have long been known for their rich flavor and superior marbling since the 1700s and continue their legacy today on local family farms and ranches. Hereford genetics have played a role in the American beef industry since their inception, and certified Hereford beef promotes the long-standing tradition of high-quality, great-tasting beef only provided by the Hereford breed. Certified Hereford beef is built on their tradition since 1881 and have strict quality standards to ensure an exceptional eating experience. That's why certified Hereford beef is excellence, built by tradition. Herefordbeef.org.
And off Tomlinson, hit by McGraw. He was guessing right. A loss of four. McGraw came on a run blitz, and Tomlinson goes down.
Just off 169 Highway, a little scooch east of that. And we got some room for you here. We'll wedge you in here tonight. Also, you can get all you can eat, wings and fries, for just $10, not only tonight, but also Sundays on game days. You heard the highlight, one of a couple that we have for you tonight, but really his life has been a highlight. An amazing dude with a great story. Went to a small 3A high school just northwest of Manhattan, Riley County, the Falcons. And then as a walk-on, preferred walk-on, went to Kansas State and became an all-conference player there, and then a 10-year National Football League veteran, time with the Jets, the Lions, and, of course, the last 5 years with us. But, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome John McGraw, former Chiefs defensive back.
Thanks, Mitch. Great to be here.
It is awesome to have you here. We got some loot for you, by the way. We have a gift certificate from Hy-Vee for you, also from Mazarees Jewelry, everything from wedding rings to bands to fashion jewelry for all occasions. Mazarees, 40 years, 4 generations owned and operated. A gift certificate to par excellence. gift certificate for, I mentioned, a Hy-Vee and also some Schmeca Italian Sausage Company. So there you go.
Thank you.
So, Gretchen, I don't know if you're listening tonight or not, but if she's not, it's all for you, John. Okay. Anyway, it's awesome to see you. I remember the first night we met. Actually, it was you were playing for the Riley County Falcons.
Yeah. Do I get a chance to tell that story?
You can tell it.
Okay. Just so everyone knows, that everyone's a huge Mitch Holthus fan, right? Yeah. I'm about to give you reason to be a bigger Mitch Holthus fan. So my senior year at Riley, a small school, like Mitch said, wasn't getting a lot of opportunities, a lot of looks coming out. We play Silver Lake. Mitch's son's playing for Silver Lake. After the game, guess who comes into the locker room, into the opposing locker room, and grabs me and says, "Hey, what are you doing next year?" And I said, "Hey, I don't really know. I don't have a plan.
After you'd beaten us." And let me just put it, he single-handedly beaten us. He played corner, linebacker, free safety, quarterback. He was awesome. I mean, this dude single-handedly beat us. I'm like, who is this kid, and who's recruiting him? Then I found out nobody.
Nobody,
right, here
yes.
Here we go. All right.
But
so,
because of Mitch, I got put on the map, and K-State came wanted to talk to me, invited me as a preferred walk-on, which is huge.
We had Wyoming,
Northwestern. Yeah, but Mitch got on the phone and called a bunch of schools for me and had no reason to do that other than he's a good human being, a good person, has been a good friend for a long time. So let's give Mitch a round. Yeah, thank you.
Well, it all turned out okay because you were a great player at K-State, but a 10-year National Football League veteran, and you got to finish your career with the Chiefs. Tell us about that time, because you essentially got to come back home.
Yeah, growing up in a small town in Kansas, I had two dreams. One, play football at Kansas State for Coach Bill Snyder, right? Check. And then, of course, play in the NFL, but get to play for the hometown team, Kansas City Chiefs, who I grew up a fan of. Got to come back, finish up my career as a Chief. I just couldn't have written the script any better. Maybe throw a Super Bowl in there, but couldn't have written the script any better. I got to come back and finish up my career here close to home.
I'm with you on the Super Bowl thing. And just so you know, Riley County, how many in your graduating class?
42 or 44, something like that.
42 in his graduating class. Riley County High School is also the home of one Jordy Nelson, who may be going to the Hall of Fame.
He's got a chance, yeah.
And Jordy played at Riley County High School and also went to K-State, kind of followed the same path. But amazing, and Steve Wagner is your high school coach. I love Steve. I actually did some of his games at junior college. It tells you how old I am. But just being around that program, to have two NFL guys from a school that has a graduating class in the 40s or 50s. It's got to be a source of pride.
It's really special. You know, and there were guys coming up through Riley where there's a strong football tradition at Riley County, guys that I looked up to that went on to play at other schools. But to be the one to kind of break through the Division I barrier and then do it in a way with Coach Snyder being a part of that program, and then 10 years in the NFL. Yeah, it was a really, really special experience.
We're going to get into what you're doing now in Kansas City, because he's a civic leader, he and Gretchen, his family. But let's talk about this Chiefs team, because you have a chance now, said coming home to finish your career here, but you got a chance to kind of keep an eye on him. Just overall what you've seen kind of from 30,000 feet with Andy Reid and what's happened here.
Yeah, well, let me first say I'm a huge, huge fan of the Chiefs organization from top down. Ownership, management, and coaching staff. I've got to play alongside some of the current coaches that are still there. So couldn't be a bigger fan of the leadership there right now. Of course, I've kept in touch with some of the players. A few of them are still there from when I was there. But huge fan across the board. And, of course, they've done some great things up to this point. I know everyone's a little concerned after the last few weeks, but bottom line is a lot of teams in the NFL that love to be sitting right where the Chiefs are sitting right now.
Again, we're talking with John McGraw, a 10-year National Football League veteran, spent the last half of his career with us, the Kansas City Chiefs. You look at it, 10 interceptions over that 10-year NFL career, and terrific player in special teams and scrimmage downs. All right, we mentioned before the break with Dan, we had executive producer Dan Israel on, about some of the defensive backs and the giving up too many third and longs. In your career, when you were able to get teams off the field and you were a DB, what happened?
You know, the game is such a game of matchups, right? And if you can create favorable matchups a higher percentage of the time, you give yourself the best chance to be able to win a down. And it seems like third down, is a little bit of an issue. I don't know if it's – I haven't studied enough to be able to give you, X's and O's and strategy. Bottom line, I'm a huge fan of Bob Sutton and the whole defensive staff. These guys, trust me, they know football much better than I do, and I haven't got to study it. But it appears there's some matchup issues that happen on third down that sometimes whether, we have a certain package in and they know the offense are going to run the ball right? Or we have another package and they're going to pass the ball. It seems like there could be some matchup issues happening there. But it's hard to determine from my limited study of the film.
Now, the dude's like one of the top five smartest guys on the planet, so he's being humble. But let me ask you about confidence, because I've seen this with our defensive guys, and I'm thinking it can flip in these next seven games in the regular season. For you, let me ask you about you. I mean, you come from small town. You walk on at K-State, but now you got to prove yourself in the league. It's not like you were a first-round draft pick, a top-10 pick. When did you know that you had the confidence to play in the league and make plays in the league?
It's a great question. There was never a one point in time, right? There was just all these little breakthroughs that would happen along the way, both starting in high school and then all the way through the NFL. So, and confidence is such a funny thing, right? Do you go out and play well and then you have confidence, or do you have confidence and you go out and play well? Bottom line is that, and it's funny, this is kind of what I do for a living now, where I get to go around and help organizations and teams deal with the psychology of performance. And bottom line is that we can sit here and overanalyze things. And when you, there's almost a paralysis from overanalysis, right? We're thinking so much that sometimes the most simple basic things can escape us. And so bottom line is I think that I don't see it as being a confidence issue. I think that they're going to get back on track here. The coaches will make the right adjustments. The players, I think they're going to be able to rally this thing, right, and get back on track. I think the Cowboys was an anomaly. Bottom line is I feel really confident in those guys. Now, they've got to have that themselves, but sometimes it's just turn off the thinking and go out and play football like you've been doing for a long time.
Now, if I had – we're going to talk about what you guys are doing now after the break. It's fascinating. But if you had Eric Murray – I'm talking about the young guys. You've got Eric Murray in front of you. You got Peters, who's been an explosive player but young. Steven Nelson, young. What would you tell them? You get two paragraphs. What would you tell them?
Yeah, kind of what I just said. Like, you know what? This is a great game. They're in a great position. They're doing a lot of really, really good things. Yeah, there's always areas of improvement. The guys on the other side of the ball, they get paid too. They're pretty darn good over there. So you're not going to win every play. But you trust in the process. You trust in your training. You trust in your teammates. At the end of the day, the cards will fall where they're supposed to fall.
Awesome. John McGraw is with us tonight. Former Chief, 10-year veteran, former Riley County Falcon, former K-State Wildcat. Getting ready to go get the New York Giants. And, John, this is the way he would bring the wood now. You'd think he's like Jimmy Olsen setting here at Clark Kent right here. Mild manner, John McGraw, whammo! All of a sudden something really cool would happen because he'd make it happen. And that's when John McGraw, like our whole team, needs to put the hammer down, baby. Back with more from John McGraw, Hy-Vee Market Grill, Inglewood Road in the Northland. After this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape. That's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Hey, Chiefs fans, before your next visit to Arrowhead, make a change to your wireless playbook. Switch to Sprint and get unlimited for $25 per month per line with a fifth line free when you add five lines. It's the best price for unlimited. And 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile unlimited rates for a family of five. Don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited. Sprint works for the Chiefs. It'll work for you, too. Sprint is proud to be the official wireless service partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sounds like a touchdown for Chiefs Kingdom.
Limited time offer, savings till $131.19, then $38 per month per line for five lines with auto pay discount applied within two invoices. Compared to advertised Verizon Beyond Unlimited, T-Mobile One Plus plan and AT&T Unlimited Plus rate for five lines. Carrier's features differ. Other monthly charges apply, include unlimited talk, text, and data. Streams video up to HD 1080p. Music don't 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming update megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Claim based on Sprint's analysis of latest meals and drive test data for average network reliability. Voice and data in top 106 markets. Restrictions apply.
Tackling a 250-pound running back can be tough.
But refinancing a home loan with James B. Nutter & Company is easy peasy.
Keeping our boys out of the end zone this season is going to be tough.
But applying for cash-out refinancing to remodel or renovate, or a loan to buy a new home is easy peasy with Nutter.
Apply online at jbnutter.com.
NMLS number 2067, not a commitment to win. Loans available for qualified borrowers.
Hi, I'm Kendall Gammon with the Chiefs Radio Network. Have you ever noticed how many electrical contractors there are? Anyone can paint their name on a van. The only electricians with 5 years of accredited education from the nationally renowned Electrical Training Alliance are members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The electricians of IBEW Local 124 have been through thousands of hours of rigorous training and testing. Their quality and value is unsurpassed. Find a list of contractors who employ them at IBEWLocal124.org.
The following is a message from your dreams.
Oh, is it too late? Is it too late?
No, you can still buy a Holiday Millionaire raffle ticket, Mr. Scrooge.
And the odds, are there still great odds, my good woman?
Yep, and now there are more than 4,200 winners, my good sir.
Oh, joy!
Your dreams are waiting, so play the Kansas Lottery Holiday Millionaire Raffle with even more prizes and great odds of winning $1 million.
This is by far the best dream I've had today. Trust me.
They play fake this time to Johnson. Palmer's going to throw long middle, and the pass is going to be intercepted by John McGraw. McGraw getting up and running now, getting a block. McGraw 30, 35. He's got speed, 45, and goes down in midfield. A mistake by Carson Palmer as John McGraw gets the interception, the fifth of his career and the first this season.
Plus the fact he's got a broken thumb, and he's got a cast on that thing, and he still caught the ball very, very well.
There you go. Actually, he had 10 broken fingers and made that interception. John McGraw. We're at our Hy-Vee Market Grill Chiefs Kingdom Show in Inglewood in the Northland, just a little bit east of 169 Highway. So our special guest tonight, John McGraw. By the way, Bentley's here from Tickets for Less. Unlike the other gals and guys, Tickets for Less charges no taxes, no fees. Price you see is always the price you pay. You can ask Bentley for more info or go to ticketsforless.com. That highlight, John McGraw, I told you he was fast. Probably the fastest Chief before Tyreek Hill, who ran 23 miles an hour in pads. What were you clocked at?
Wow, well, I definitely wasn't the fastest Chief, but I did run a 4.38 in coming out of K-State.
4.38. 4.38, yeah. That is huge. A 4.38, I didn't know you ran a 4.38.
Yeah.
So jet propulsion, when was this?
This is at my senior year at K-State.
Your pro day?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I didn't see. You learn stuff on this show. So you are fast, like really fast. Anyway, I'm going to get into what you guys are doing now. Gretchen, your wife's just a saint. Hutch, Kansas, right? Was she a Salt Talk? Hutch High?
No. She was homeschooled.
Yeah. Homeschooled, that's right.
Yeah,
I did.
And
that,
Wichita State. Yeah,
yeah, homeschooled and then Wichita State. Got the kids, but tell us what you and Gretchen are doing right now.
Yes. So Gretchen has her own clothing stores that she operates and owns and operates, and then I have a mental skills training and technology company. So we do a lot of performance psychology with sports teams and organizations. I train the mental side of performance.
So, I mean, before the break, we kind of got into this a little bit as far as, you know, the Chiefs defense, particularly just trying to gain some confidence. Just generally, how do you help teams and businesses and athletes?
Yeah, so we have a training program and also a mobile app that teaches daily mental skills to develop the ability to create the ideal internal mental and emotional state for peak performance, no matter what the context is, right? So it doesn't have to be at work, it can be going home, wherever you're at. But there are certain skills that you can develop, that you can train, you can learn over time, and get really good at that help you optimize whatever that is, right? So the mindset that I need to go out on the football field is very different than the mindset I need when I go in to watch film, very different than the mindset I need when I go in the locker room, when I go home. Right, so how do I develop those skills so I can more easily transition in and out and be sort of my best self when I show up there?
Well, that's fascinating. Colonel McGowan's here tonight, and, of course, he's involved in leadership training as well. Shara, his wife, terrific gal, FBI agent, but they've just been so good in their family, I see it. But in building leadership, how did you get started in this? What got this turned on in your mind to go, there's a need, we can do this, we can help people and make a giant impact? Walk me through the genesis of that.
Yeah, for me, it was a personal experience. So realizing that there were certain parts of my mindset, my psyche, that really helped me perform at a high level, that were ingrained in me at a young age, knew how to work hard, be a good teammate, be coachable, all those kind of things. Towards the end of my NFL career, I realized that there are certain parts of my mindset that are sort of undermining what I'm doing, right? And I was really unaware of them. So as I get into it, I'm retiring, I'm studying the brain because of concussions and traumatic brain injury, learning a lot about neuroscience and get into performance psychology and Begin to study that very, very intensely and learn that there's some really simple things that we can all practice and develop. These, we call them mental skills. And in baseball and in Olympic sports, individual sports are much further ahead in this field. But bottom line is they make a huge difference, not only in how we perform, how we show up on the performance field, but just also how we experience a typical day, right? Just sort of the mundane routine of life. How can we enjoy that more? How can we bring more purpose to what we do? It's a really exciting field and something that's benefited me tremendously.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, this is huge. And you played with Mark Semino for a while. You guys crossed over some. And Mark is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He played 10 years in the league. He ended his career with us. Eagles played for Andy. And I love what he does from a physical training standpoint at Semino Sports Performance. It's almost like you're doing the same thing, but from a mental and emotional standpoint. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of the mental and emotional elements of our performance that can all be developed. And most for a long time, it's been sort of, hey, we felt like it's fixed, right? Like I sort of have a certain mindset, a certain personality, a certain approach, and that's just kind of what I have to go with. And hopefully, it's enough to help me achieve the things that are important to me. Bottom line is that our brains are changing throughout our entire lives, and we have far more impact over that programming than what was once believed. And some of the latest advances in neuroscience in the last 5 years have really changed the way we think about the brain and the way we can train the mind.
So if a business or a team or an individual was interested in finding out more, kind of walk us through it. What would they do?
Yeah. Vision Pursue is the name of the company. VisionPursue.com is our website. And they can go there and get more information. Vision Pursue is also the name of our mobile app that can be downloaded. But more information there.
And you do workshops with businesses? Let's say a business gets, hey, what do? We want to start, we want to change our culture of our organization. What would you tell them?
Yeah, so we do an in-person training. We also have training videos. But then after that, they decide they want to commit to it. We have 90 days on the mobile app, which delivers daily practices. So they decide they want to commit to it. There's ongoing coaching through that process. But it's sort of an intense mental skills training, 15 minutes a day of mental skills training that you commit to. And then we coach you through the process, and the results are pretty fantastic.
Man, that's exciting. John McGraw with us tonight. Again, it's visionpursue.com. 10-year veteran of the National Football League. All everything at K-State and came from the Riley County Falcons, who, yes, beat Silver Lake in 96. So I'm trying to get over it. We won the next, like, seven times, I think. But anyway, that's okay.
Yes.
You won it in 96. But that's the night I saw him going, who is this dude and what is he all about? And he's become a lifelong friend. He's an amazing person. We'll be back to wrap things up. We're in the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Inglewood in the Northland. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Sam Cook, who was born in New York, Nebraska. Chiefs blocked the punt. It's in the end zone. Kansas City jumps on it. It's still loose, though. The Ravens trying to dig it out. Now the Chiefs trying to get it. As they unpile, we're waiting for the call. Touchdown! Kansas City, a block punt for the Chiefs. They're on the scoreboard. John McGraw, the special teams captain and the pride of K-State and Riley County High School, has a block punt for a touchdown.
My favorite John McGraw play of all time. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Inglewood Road. A dude from Seward, Nebraska, played at Nebraska's punting for the Ravens. Who busts through and blocks it? McGraw. Then there's this pile of bodies. How'd you get the ball out of that pile of humanity?
Yeah, you know, it's funny what a football can do when there's a lot of guys trying to jump on it and capture it. The thing just squirts all over the place. But the bottom, I'm tracking it. I see a bunch of bodies flying, and then it squirted out. I jumped on it and didn't let go.
That was huge. And when you block some dude from Seward, Nebraska's punt, that's when you put the hammer down, baby. It's been great to have you with us, and we just appreciate you. This is exciting to see what you're doing with VisionPursue.com. It's like everything you've done, man. You just continue to make a big impact with your life. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. John McGraw, ladies and gentlemen. The phenomenal John McGraw. A graduating class of 42, played in the league for 10 years, and a great ambassador for our team and for this community. Next week, we'll be at 7620 State Line Road. You will want to be there. Big show coming up on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.